This week's podcast is brought to you by Myers Auto Parts in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Ronnie or Kathy or Kyle and all the rest of the crew at Myers Auto Parts, your local Napa store.
Welcome to our Monday podcast. Coach Darn, it's always fun when we put up 50 points and beat somebody by 50 in a shutout, first shutout since 2012. That's what makes it even sweeter, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, Chris, I know the players all, they strive to get shutouts. For me, it's not as important. It's more important to get in and play than it is to get a shutout. But when you can play your young kids and get a shutout, then I think that says a lot for the players. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, when we did put our JV kids in there, whenever we put our JV team in, when we felt like the game was out of control, I think we only substituted four players.
I think the JV team started this game pretty much.
And I tell you what, you know,
they're not JV anymore, are they?
As proud as I could be of those kids, and you know, they're grown up now. And I tell you what they did is, you know, they proved to us that they want to be out there in the varsity level, and you know, that they want the time and that they're capable of it. And you know, that's where, you know, after 27 years, that you know, it makes me look like a bad coach, because all three of those linebackers, Braxton, Tyler Boone, and Cade McAllister, all three of them were defensive players of the week this week, because you have Tyler Boone that had 7 solo tackles and 4 assists. He had 3 tackles for losses. 3 tackles for losses. You had Cade McAllister at 6 solos, 6 assists. He had a tackle for a loss. He had an interception return for a touchdown. Braxton Winters had 8 solos, 4 assists. So, I mean, you know, those kids played well. And
why have they not been playing?
You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, you know, after 27 years. Yeah. And then, you know,
they have, and they've been working their way in.
And really, they came in at a time when we really needed them with the injuries. And so, I mean, it was good to see those kids, and they have a passion to play the game. And, you know, you have Lathan Easley that he started at nose guard, and come to find out he has possible bone break and a fracture that he's going to have looked at. So, and he was doing well. And, you know, I know that he was upset that he got hurt. And I don't tell you why, those freshman kids, you know, they just play with such a passion that they're going to be exciting to watch. And I know that Lathan was worried about lettering, but, you know, the good thing is that he had already lettered prior to Friday night. And so it's good for him.
And that play that took him out, it was over on the opposite side of the field, and I didn't see it. And then the kid that hit him was called for targeting, right?
Yeah, he was called for targeting or late hit. I'm not sure what it was. But I think that watching the film is basically just it just one of those situations where he got hit and planted at the same
time. It started swelling immediately after he got over on the sideline. Let's talk a little bit about you. We've talked about the freshmen. Let's look at the juniors. Okay, you got a lot of juniors. Of course, Hunter Boone had another great game, but doggone Devin Nesbitt, the reigning first district player of the year, he showed up, didn't he? 4 touchdowns.
And you know, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, that when we have to throw the ball, we can throw the ball. When we need to run the ball, we can run the ball. You know, and Devin did an outstanding job, and I think he had 122 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's good to see him, because he's very capable. And at some point in the year, and in the playoffs, and maybe even Friday night, you know, we're going to have to count on him to run it and get some positive yardage, and then we're going to have to be able to throw it too. So when you have somebody that's capable of running it, and you put it in his belly and pull it and throw the ball, it makes it more effective. So, you know, it's good for him. And Hunter Boone, I mean, just continues to play well, and have the yardage and completion percentage and stuff like that we thought he would have. And, you know, we just hated for Dawson that he was so close to getting 1,000 yards, mm-hmm. that I think he just ended up just a few yards short. But, you know, good thing is that we have more games to play. Mm-hmm. We have 2 regular seasons and at least 1 playoff game, so he has a chance to get that record.
It's getting down to the wire, isn't it?
Sure is. I mean, it's 80% going on 90% finished, and you know, it's I tease Emma Atchison every week that it's
one of your managers,
senior managers, that she thinks I'm trying to make her cry, but and maybe that intent is there, but you know, this was 80% of the season, so next week or this week will be 90%, and it's coming through quick.
Of course, we have a big game coming up at home against Russellville, and we'll talk more about that on a Thursday podcast. But kind of reflecting back on this game, one thing that we have to remember is we've scored 70 points and then 50 points. That's putting up a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, and we are. We have to continue that against good teams. And, you know, that's not saying that Ballard wasn't a good team and we scored 70 on them. But, you know, we're very capable of it. And you know, the good thing is that you have our offensive lineman that's coming together. I know that we missed Adam Beavers, and he'll be back this week. But Devin Porter is continuing to get better, as is the other linemen. We looked at our offensive linemen, and there were any number of those kids that could have gotten the lineman of the week. But, you know, felt like that Devin Porter has elevated his game the past couple weeks, and he was named the lineman of the week again this week, and for the second straight week. And we just have to continue getting better, and it's good to see those kids, you know, understand that they're taking ownership in the way that they play, and they want to, and their desire to get better continues to improve. And we just have to make sure that we continue that. We're very capable of beating Russellville and winning the championship, the district championship, if we understand that everybody has to play together in every play, and we can't have a letdown. And we think that to do that, you have to elevate your level of game towards the end of the season, and Devin Porter, as well as some of the other ones, I think are doing that. Brady Burke was one that had to come in and play offensive tackle in place of Adam Beavers, and he did a great job. And, you know, Brock Langston, you know, he was one that we were looking at as player of the game, lineman of the week, and is doing an excellent job there, and has such just a passion of, you know, playing the game that he really enjoys it. So, and then you have to mention Ian Ellington and Jake Gibson. And Ian Ellington is another one of the freshmen that is starting at right guard. He is, I keep saying it, he has the best technique of anybody that we have out there. You know, so he continues to get better and improve. And then, of course, Jake Gibson at the other tackle. You know, he's a mainstay there and does a great job. And, you know, we're going to have that. And we have to have their mentality of being aggressive, and they're elevating their level of play in order for us to have a chance to beat Russellville.
As far as receivers go, this week we had Paxton Riley. I did it again. Peyton Riley. Do that all the time. Peyton Riley caught his first touchdown pass this season. He had a couple of receptions for 32 yards. And Mason Hunt caught his second touchdown this season. And Tyler Boone, the quarterback's brother, we mentioned him about how he played at linebacker. Well, he also did a pretty good job catching the ball, had a couple of receptions. So even with Cody Belt and Brandon Lamy played in the game.
Yeah, Brandon Lamy played defense. We didn't play him on offense. Yeah. We played him defense just because we wanted to test his knee and see how it's going to be. Yeah. Because he set out most of the week, and we just wanted to find out how it was going to be. And so, you know, he was fine, but you know, I mean, I can't say enough about Peyton Riley, and you know, Paxton was a receiver last year and had a great senior year, and Peyton has come through this year and is having a great junior year. He's got great hands, and you know, the work ethic that he has, and if you realize
a great catch he made over
that
there.
Was a great over the shoulder catch, and I thought it was going to be out of bounds.
I did
but,
too.
You know, and that's what, you know, that's what we work on, and Coach Thompson does a great job with the kids, is adjusting to the ball and making the ball and making your body adjust to it. And it was an outstanding catch, and I was glad to see that, because Peyton's a great kid, and you can tell that he cares about the game and things that happen. And
and he missed the first three games or first three games of the season.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something
what, I
like
mean,
that, yeah.
he did miss some games because of collarbone. So he was you know, he was able to come back. I can't remember when it was. Last week, I think it was. Maybe at Ballard.
Week before that.
And it might have been. But I know that you know, he worked his tail off, and now he's in there, and he's playing both offense and defense. So, and hopefully, you know, we'll get back Castiller, Kyle Castiller, who had the lung collapse, and you know, he should be able to come back and do a good job for us and be released. So, you know, also have to mention you know, our special teams make the big difference in whether we win or lose. And you have Noah Perkins that came in and was perfect. He's perfect on his extra points, I think.
He is.
And so you know, I mean, that's a
seven
big plus.
In a row, doesn't it?
That's a big plus for us. And you know, we have to learn to directional kick, because there's several times that I want to kick at a certain place, and you have to be able to kick it in that spot, and otherwise there's some things that could happen. But you know, one kid that I have to mention on kickoff team is Justin Phillips, who is Special Teams Player of the Week. Outstanding hits on kickoff, and just loves the game and loves the aggression and to get down there. And he's one that could also play linebacker for us as well next year, and possibly some this year. So, you know, just outstanding. And he, I think he had four tackles on kickoff team and had a big hit. And so it's good to see those kids that normally you don't mention that are getting players of the game, and it's good that they get rewarded for their efforts.
Yeah, just a great win. A long trip down there. It's almost a 2-hour drive to Fulton County. We always dread that, but for the last 15 times we've come away with a win. Or the last 15 times we've played them, not down there every time, but yeah, it makes it worth it to go down there and get a big win. 50-0. First shutout, as mentioned, since the midway point of the 2012 season. That was against Reedland, a team that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. So. And you know, Chris, I also have to mention how good our kids are. You know, we have super kids, and people don't realize that. You know, when we say it, they think that we're just biased. But, you know, the official came up to me and after the game and thanked us for the way that our kids acted, because, you know, like Sean O'Leary had 12 assists.
Yeah.
And probably held 25 times.
Guaranteed.
And the official actually came up to Sean O'Leary and thanked him for not complaining about being held all the time. And so I think it shows the character of our team, and that's the way that you're supposed to handle that. And so we're very proud of the kids, not just for the way that they play, but the way that they act as well.
Yeah. No question. We've always raised and put super kids on the field, and that's also a reflection on the coaching staff, no doubt, and the administration of the school system. It's just the way it's always been, and that's what's expected of them here.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, that's what we want to make sure that we build the character of the kids, and because it's not always in the final say so in the end, it's not how many games that you win or lose, it's how you act and how you treat people. And you know, it's what kind of person that you are. And so these kids are great in responding to that, and we appreciate that. And like you said, it's the administration, it's the expectation that we have, it's the assistant coaches making them toe the line and do the right thing. And so, you know, that's what it's about, and that's what we want to make sure that our legacy is not just a football game, team, or player, but individuals and people. So,
class and character last forever.
Yeah, absolutely, and we believe that.
Yep. All right, Coach Starnes, well, another win in the book. We're down to two regular season games on the farewell tour. I know it's I think about it every Friday night now, and it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, we do too, Chris. And you know, I have to mention this too, that you know, this was Gavin Dickerson's first game of sitting out,
yeah.
And you know, we you know, my heart goes out to him and his family, because I know it's such a difficult time to be able to have to sit there and watch, and there's nothing that you can do. But you know, I tell you what, Gavin is a backbone of this team, and you know, his presence out there is something that our young players play for and strive for, and he's a leader, and we just encourage him just to get better. We pray for him that he will and be back on the field, and you know, just help us to guide these young players and playing hard for him and for the whole team. So just hang in there, Gavin, and you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Well, we've got another big one coming up this week. It's district championship on the line, and we'll be back on Thursday to break down the Russellville game. Coach Darns, good luck at practice this week. We need to be ready.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll be ready.